Officials from Kirtland and the state say they still need more information before moving forward on the cleanup of an underground fuel spill that has contaminated Albuquerque's aquifer. A pump and treat plan was expected to be submitted as soon as September 30th, but the Air Force announced last week it would be fine-tuning its cleanup plan before starting the groundwater extraction. Jill Turner is communications coordinator for the New Mexico Environment Department.
We still don't have a lot of information. I know it seems like a lot of putting things off to get more information, but we're dealing with a system that we can't see.
Still, some local officials are repeating concerns with the cleanup timeline. Bernalillo County Commissioner Art De La Cruz represents the South Valley and also serves as vice chair on the Water Utility Board.
Every day that we delay moving forward with the cleanup is one more day that the spill gets bigger and has a greater potential for contaminating wells. Time is clearly of the essence.
Estimates of when the contamination could reach one of Albuquerque's drinking water wells vary from 5 to 30 years. New Mexico Environmental Health Director Tom Blaine is working with Kirtland. He says he anticipates having a cleanup plan developed within a year. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.